So the Rambam says, I will answer you the continuation of the letter in the language of Kedar en Nevo. Kedar was one of the Arabic tribes. And Nevo, I don't know, they say over here that's a dialect of Arabic. I don't know. I'm sorry. Bilshon Kedar v'Nevo. In the language of Kedar, the language of the Arabs, one of the children of the Arabic tribes is Kedar. The children of Keturah, the children of Hagar, one of them was Kedar. So he says the language of Kedar is Arabic, v'nivo, and his speech. I don't know what Lashon and Niv. Niv is speech, Lashon is language. I don't know what he means to say by that. Leman Yerutza Korebo, so that people can read it easily. B'chol Anashim ve'ataf Anashim. Men, children, and women. I don't know why he does that order. Usually it's men, women, and children. Here he says men, children, and women. Kitshuvat inyano echad, because really what I'm answering you is one idea. Ruya lamod ala kol kilotechem yachad. Really, everyone in your congregation should understand this. And now the Rambam begins. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I also don't know if it's the Rambam or the translator who did that. I don't know. Omnam. מה שזכרת מן עמד בארץ תימן אשר גזר שמד על ישראל ויכרח כל המקומות שיש לו ממשלה עליהם לצאת מן הדעת. What you mentioned, that there was this person who took the throne. And he forced the Jews a declaration of Shmad. That every place that he rules has to leave their religion. כמו שעשה כנעני בארצות המערב. Like the Canaanite did in the West. And here the footnote over here discusses that this was the tribe of the Al-Mukhidim, that they made all kinds of decrees against the Jews. This was a tribe that entered and took control and would force conversions. Shmuazo esira adar panenu. When we heard this, that they're having forced conversions in Yemen, so it removed the glory of our faces, meaning it depressed us. V'ragzu v'chalu aleha kol kilotenu. And all our congregations were very upset by it and were worried about it. And what we have to say about it is that this is such bad news that people's ears can fall off from hearing this. That our hearts are weakened and our thoughts are in disarray from such terrible sorrows that you guys are having. So the Jewish people now are being attacked and forced conversions in the east and in the west. We're stuck in between all these crazies. Wherever you turn, we're being persecuted. You turn to the right, you turn to the left. On whatever side, whatever front you look, we're being attacked. And about this difficult time that the prophet saw in his vision, about this, the prophet Amos started praying on our behalf. He started praying over us and said, as it says, the prophet Amos turns to God and he says, you control the world. Hashem, hold back. Is Yaakov ever going to be able to stand up? He is so tiny. But a person who has faith, a person who has emuna, won't have second thoughts when we have this suffering. And someone who has true emuna in Moshe, this isn't what's going to turn him off. And undoubtedly, these are the birth pangs of the Messiah, that even our sages begged God that they shouldn't have to endure them. And even the prophets would shudder when they'd think of the birth pangs that would precede the Messiah. Kmo she'amar, as the verse says in Isaiah, Ta'a levavi, my heart skipped a beat, palatzut bi'atadni, fear has taken over me. How could it be? V'gam b'sefer ha'yashar amar bore, Oy mi chyeh mi sumokel. And even in the great Torah, the Creator said through the prophet Bilam, woe, Who's going to live to see that time when God has us endure this suffering? So that's why the Rambam says, you know, for centuries now, we have these works of the prophets. It's already been a millennium and a half, 2 millennium. The prophets have been warning us this time is going to come. And so when it finally comes, this shouldn't cast doubt on the Torah of Moshe. We've been saying for 2 millennium that this is going to happen. But what you've told me, that some of the people, now they're getting confused, and they're starting to have second thoughts, and now they're wondering, hey, maybe this makes sense. Some of the people, they don't have any doubts when this is happening. So you know what? Daniel already told us this is going to happen, alav shalom. Just like the Creator told us, that when the exile will be prolonged, that when things are going to get really tough, then there are going to be many people who are going to leave their religion, and suddenly they'll have doubts, new doubts, and they will err. And the cause for all this is going to be that the people see us withering. And they'll see that those that oppress us are in power, and they're strong. And they've overpowered us. And then you're going to have a small number that see all this, and they won't doubt, and they won't get confused. Shenemar, as the verse says in Daniel, Yitbaru v'yitlavnu v'yitzafu rabim v'yirshu v'sha'im v'lo yavinu kol resha'im. There will be a clarification process within Israel. There will be a whitening process within Israel. There will be a purification process within Israel. And many people will sin. And the sinners won't understand, but those that do, they will understand. And then Daniel explains, that even those who are so smart and they do understand, and they pass the tzaros, and they stand up to the test, and they maintain the emunah in Hashem and Moshe, his servant, they still have worse things waiting. They're going to stand up to the terrible test when the masses will fall, and then things will get even worse. Worse than the things shamdu chenegdam that they stood up against. Ad sheyitchadesh lahem safek. Till even they break. And even they start doubting. Ve'yit'u ad shelo yitba'er lahem kimat mizah. And they will be in error. And they're going to wander aimlessly until they'll have slight clarification. Kmo she'amar, as the verse says, umin ha'maskilim yikashlu. Even among those that do understand and hold on, there will be those that stumble, litzrof b'hem, to purify them, ulvarer v'lelaben ad et ketz kiod lamoed. To clarify, to purify, to whiten, until that final time, because there's still a long time. Vata achenu. So now, brethren, says the Rambam, "Chayvim atem latot oznechem lishma mashe sader lifnechem utlamdu latafel lanashim." You have to listen to what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to clarify it and organize it and teach it to the children and to the women, kedei sheitkayem lema sheistapek meemunatam, so that they can validate and hold on to the areas of doubt in meemunah, v'titchazek benafshotam haemet shein lozuz mimena, and they will strengthen in their souls the truth that one should never leave. And the Creator should save us and save you from doubt. The Rambam's praying for himself too. And the Rambam is teaching us a tremendous insight here, that there's always room for doubt. And one should never be confident that one's got it all worked out, he's never going to have any questions. So the Rambam prays, may we and you be saved from doubt. Today I'm writing a letter. I'm all confidence. I'm all clarity. And I pray that I maintain that clarity.